we welcome in for his weekly spot. One of our absolute favorites here on You Better, You Bet. And he joins us live here on the Roman guest line, Odyssey Sports NBA Insider, the one, the only, the great, Brian Scalabrine. Scal, welcome back to You Better, You Bet. Nick and Ken, terrific Tuesday. BetQL, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't do well the other night, except for I got all the over, the uppers, lowers. But I really thought the Brooklyn Nets were going to be a lot better to start the season. So we'll find out how that goes as it goes along.
Well, Scal, I'm not sure about you. I had the Nets last night. Just once the number got down to six, I ended up betting on them. So we can kind of go there first. You thought they would be better. They get a win last night. I mean, the Wizards scored like 90 points, I think. So maybe that was a part of it too. But you're right. The Nets have been really up and down. James Harden's been, you know, statistically at least not very good. Curious what you're seeing from him. So we came into the season thinking Brooklyn was the favorite, even if Kyrie Irving didn't play. That's what the betting markets told us at least. Do you still kind of see him that way? Is it way too early to panic at all? Like, how have you seen Brooklyn so far through a couple games?
No, I still like the Bucks as being the best team. I said that a week ago, but I think the biggest thing is, so James Harden last night looked explosive, which I couldn't say that about the previous games that he's played in. So I do think that he'll figure it out. I think Kevin Durant's going to be the best player in the league. And when he gets to the playoffs, he's going to be awesome. But it's just a matter of, is James Harden not, is he going to be a good player? I think more importantly is he going to be healthy? Because when you're out of shape, you start getting these nagging injuries, and then those things add up. But I will say, against the Wizards, I thought he looked the best he's looked all season.
And we do have the Nets hosting the Miami Heat tomorrow night on Wednesday night. That's going to be an interesting one when Ken and I break that down. Wednesday edition, wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better, You Bet here on BetQL. Scal, coming up later tonight on Tuesday night, we have the Lakers 2.5-point favorites on the road in San Antonio. So you can give us your take on that game. And also, what's going on with the Lakers? Like, your thoughts on the Lakers at this point early on in the young season and to where this team could possibly go or not go?
Yeah, so the Lakers look slow to me. And I don't know the reason why they look slow at this point, but Dwight Howard looks slow. Anthony Davis looks all right. But they're not, like, these old guys, besides Carmelo Anthony, which it's amazing that he was out of the NBA for almost an entire calendar year. Besides Carmelo Anthony, the rest of the guys look like they don't have like that, you know, late season pop. And I know they've all been working out because they posted all on Instagram, but I don't know why they haven't looked like they're what we think they're going to look like. So I kind of like the Spurs tonight because the Spurs, they're the type of team that moves the ball. And one thing, like old guys, big, strong old guys, they love guarding isolation. They hate closing out on shooters or guys making 5, 6, 7 passes, and that's what the Spurs do. So I do like the Spurs tonight. I think they're going to win tonight just because of their ball movement. They're going to get these guys in rotation.
Scal, I feel like there's, even though we're only, you know, a week into the season, I feel like there's a bunch of surprising teams in the Eastern Conference in terms of just teams that are playing so much better than we expected, maybe go over their win total when we get to the end of the year. I want to start with Chicago because I think that's the one that everyone maybe expected to take a leap forward. We weren't sure it was going to happen, but it seems to be happening. You know, obviously DeRozan kind of closes out the game against Toronto last night. LaVine's been really good. Contributions from Lonzo Ball. They signed Alex Caruso. So kind of looks like, you know, full speed ahead for the Chicago Bulls, maybe to have a good regular season here and kind of fulfill what the betting markets thought when their win total got bet up a ton. What have you seen from Chicago so far this year?
Yeah, so I think I told you guys, take the over on them. 41.5, I think it was at the start of the season. You look at their team and their talent, they just have better than 41 wins. They're better than a 500 team. So I just thought that Chicago, to me, is going to win between 47 and 51 games. I think that they're a team that could definitely be I don't think they're in the Miami, Brooklyn, Milwaukee conversation. I think they're in the conversation of like the Celtics, maybe even the Hornets, Atlanta, like that conversation. So I know they're going to be good. I'm going to go to Chicago this weekend and I'm going to see these guys on Thursday night against the Knicks. See them live. When I see a team live, I'll be able to tell if they have more flaws or not. But I will say, when I watch this team play, I think that they're, if you got them in the playoffs, even though like Vucevic, not necessarily a playoff proven winner, Zach LaVine is not. DeMar DeRozan did fine, but he didn't beat LeBron, which is nothing to scoff at. I do think that they're gonna be a pretty tough out in the playoffs, but I see him winning around 48 games this year.
Scal, curious what you think right now of Chauncey Billups and the Portland Trailblazers. Like, I know that they took care of Phoenix, they took care of business, and so they do have one win this season. Portland 1-2. Last night, Monday night against the Clippers, a total disaster. Billups is kind of like leaning on the scorers table. Like I did not come into the year thinking that this was going to go well for Portland. Like the defense is really bad. Who the hell knows what's going to happen with Lillard? Where are you at right now on the Portland Trailblazers with Chauncey as the head coach, both in the short term and long term this season?
Yeah, so I was one of those guys. Like I'm not one of these guys that root for trades just to have trades. But I was one of the guys that said, like, all their players, if I said a team would give up a first-round pick for Norman Powell, for Nurkic, for C.J. McCollum, for Robert Covington, three or four, maybe even five with some rights to swaps with Damian Lillard, I thought that they should have broke it up. I don't think that their team is good enough to win a championship. I'm not sure they're even good enough to get out of the first round. But for whatever reason, everyone covets their players. So I was surprised that they went for it, maybe because they wanted to do Damian Lillard right, and he never said that he wanted to be traded, and you know, maybe he was putting on the organization to do it versus him. But I definitely think that this team is not, I'm not impressed with the long term of them, but this season could be a bumpy road if because I don't think they defend at a high enough level. So if I was Neil O'Shea, I would have made the trade for Damian. I would have traded Damian Lillard and sort of broke up my team and sort of went Oklahoma City style with all those first round draft picks, but they decided not to. And now, like, the value of these guys could plummet.
Scal, speaking of first-round draft picks, I want to ask you about Cleveland here. And this is why Cleveland's, like, a perfect example of why it can be dangerous to get in on a team, like, through the first couple weeks, because Cleveland was winning all these games last season. If we remember the first month, I think they were over 500. People were starting to get really excited, and then you realize that they hadn't really
played. Sexland was rolling last year, of course, at the beginning of the season.
Sexland was doing great. They didn't have Evan Mobley on the team, obviously, but it's just it's a lot of first-round picks. It's some lottery players. Maybe they're starting to kind of gel. They obviously have Lauri Markkanen now. Jared Allen's on the team for a full season. It's a little different than last year because they're not beating up on bad teams. I mean, they beat Atlanta outright as a big dog a couple nights ago. And then they beat Denver in Denver last night, which I think was really surprising to a lot of people. They were a 9.5-point underdog in that game. Surprised by Cleveland? Think any of this is sustainable?
Yeah, it's definitely sustainable. And I'm not surprised. But to me, I think the world of Lauri Markkanen, I think Jared Allen is one of the most underrated players in the NBA, but it is going to come down to Darius Garland and Colin Sexton, and those guys are going to have to play, and they're going to have to play probably, like, you know, average anywhere between 23 and 26 points a game for these guys to compete night in and night out. But I love their length. I think Mobley is you know, he has, like, great defensive instincts and his athleticism, and the game comes easy to him. So there's a lot of things I like about them. But as much as I like those guys, I still look at Sexton and Garland, and those guys got to figure it out. Like Portland Trailblazers, I'm sitting here being a hypocrite if I think that the Portland Trailblazers should break it up because they have these two undersized guards, and Sexton and Darius Garland also like that. So if those guys either A, move a guy, B, you know, like, figure out a way where you both can play off each other, or C, you're not going to be very good. So my eyes are more on them, even though I agree with you. I love their front court across the board with Markkanen, Mobley, and Jared Allen, but it all comes down to those guards, you know, being able to play at a high level and outplaying all the elite guards in the league.
You bet. BetQL, terrific Tuesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, chatting the NBA with our pal Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Scal, you know, I have to ask about my New York Knicks. Both the game tonight and what you've seen from the Knicks this season, I was, you know, pretty upset about their loss to Orlando over the weekend, but got a chance to get back on track tonight. You mentioned their game against the Bulls coming up on Thursday. The Knicks are either a 1.5 or 2-point favorite against the Sixers tonight, depending on where you're looking. Total 216.5. Joel Embiid is questionable. Your thoughts on A, the Knicks overall, and B, the game tonight against Philly?
Yeah, so a lot of people... So, you know, I have a morning radio show and people call in, they complain about their teams, right? And a lot of people say they don't like the Knicks shooting all these three-pointers. I think they got to be, you know, upwards of 43, 44 attempts a game if they're going to have a chance to really win big in the playoffs. So I kind of like them, but I don't know what's going on with Kemba Walker. I think Kemba Walker needs to play a lot better. He needs to figure out how he's going to fit in. Like, Kemba Walker, we know when he's the man, he's good. Like, he's – has the ball, but he, whether it be size, injuries, you know, age, whatever the reason is, he's kind of lost that pop. So he's got to figure out a way to contribute, not be a deficient on the defensive end, and then also contribute offensively. And that doesn't mean, in my mind, that doesn't mean that Kemba Walker just has to play solid. No, I mean, Kemba Walker has some throwback moments. Maybe he can't do it for an entire game any longer, but can he win you a quarter here or a quarter there or even a half, like those type of things. That's what Kemba Walker needs to do, and the Knicks are going to be all right. I do like them tonight. I think they're going to spread Philadelphia out. Philadelphia's phenomenal in the painted area, like in that restricted area. Joel Embiid, if he plays, he's unbelievable in that area. But I do think you can get some three-point shooting on those guys. So Knicks shoot the ball well tonight. They get the win. I like the Knicks. I like the Knicks covering.
All right, Scal. It's time for the game that swept the nation. Everyone loves it. They wait for it. When you come on, you better, you bet. Are you ready to play everyone's favorite degenerate NBA game? Upper or lower?
Uppers and lowers. Let's do it.
Well, I don't know if we want to call it uppers and lowers. I think up, yes, because then we may be violating the FCC here. Uppers or lowers. I think it's better than uppers and lowers. Steph Curry tonight with Golden State, a big favorite on the road at the Oklahoma City Thunder. Steph Curry point total, 32.5. Upper or lower?
I'll take upper. When Steph plays bad, he scores 27 points. So unless somehow he's sitting in the fourth quarter and he doesn't care, or guys like Jordan Poole have 40 tonight, I think the upper on Steph Curry. I think Steph Curry's going to win the MVP, and he's playing at an all-time level right now. He's so efficient. And even though he's crazy and his shots that he takes, I still think that like he's going to have nights where he's going to get on his, or strings where he's playing 10 straight games. He averages 45 points a game, and I expect that to happen anytime now.
LeBron James questionable for the Lakers tonight, so we don't have any props on LeBron. So let's do Anthony Davis here. Anthony Davis, 25.5 points, upper or lower tonight as the Lakers in San Antonio against the Spurs.
So just wait and find out if LeBron does play, take the upper. And if LeBron doesn't play, take the over. Because LeBron and Anthony Davis have a good two-man game going. And if LeBron is out there, even though it seems like, well, AD is going to get more shots, that's not the type of player he is. So no LeBron, and wait, you know, maybe the line moves a little bit because people think that AD will have more. Take the lower on AD. With LeBron, I think he's going to have a pretty big night. No one in San Antonio can guard him.
Julius Randle, 22.5 points against Philadelphia tonight. Upper or lower?
Take the lower. He can't get to the rim with Embiid out there, so he's just relying on his shot. If you had an assist for Julius Randle, I think he goes north of whatever that
okay.
is. He'll probably hit seven or eight assists tonight because he'll get in there, he'll draw two, and the Knicks have been on Julius Randle about making basketball plays. He struggled in the Atlanta series last year in the playoffs. He struggled at times against the Celtics making plays. But, yeah, I think tonight with if Embiid is out there, then look for Julius Randle to have a high assist night.
A Randle's assist prop at Bet Rivers tonight, 6.5 over plus 125. Scal, awesome. Last one here. You are gambling thus far this season in the NBA. Upper or lower in 10 seconds?
Wait, what'd you ask me?
Your gambling results thus far. You're betting thus far this NBA season. Would you say upper or lower?
Lower. I really lost a lot. I thought the Brooklyn Nets were going to win. I thought they were going to beat Milwaukee. But I look good. I look good for the prop bets. I'm telling you, for the over-under wins with Chicago, and I love my Orlando. You know,
yeah, great. So, yeah, that'll be great when you cash that in 6 months. Scal, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week here on You Better, You Bet.
Sounds good. See ya.
All right. Our guy Joey Kanish coming up on the other side. NFL and college football bets for the weekend.